This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. New acreage mix for 2021. USDA initially forecasted in its baseline acreage estimate that farmers would plant 90 million acres of corn and 89 million acres of soybeans in 2021. They had claimed that farmers planted 90.8 million acres of corn and 83.1 million acres of soybeans last year. Before the price rally, they were looking for a shift in corn acres to soybeans. The corn-soybean ratio is attempting to buy soybean acres. Informa estimates that farmers will plant 94.2 million acres of corn and 90.1 million acres of soybeans. They expect wheat acreage to be up 1 million acres as well. That was a total of 11.4 million more acres next year as farmers respond to the market. They'll compete with more sorghum and an array of specialty crops as everything would be profitable for a huge change. Where will these acres come from? They're making the assumption that the weather will allow less prevent plant next spring. Initially, before the price rally, fewer corn acres would have gone to soybeans. I'm planting 60-40 corn soybeans with soybean acres up from 90-10 last year. A full profile of subsoil and moisture proved not to be enough to carry the crop through the finish, with corn-on-corn yields suffering the most in 2020. Having been burnt, farmers will shy away from corn-on-corn next year, eager to plant a profitable soybean crop as they are not $9 a bushel anymore. Soybeans are the drought crop. 2021 is starting out to be a La Nina year. Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor has said that La Ninas are responsible for a 70% chance of a below-trend line corn yield. For that to happen, the La Nina has to influence our weather into summer. It may not last that long, we can hope. We need enough moisture without much help from moisture reserves to get the crop started and develop through pollination. That will take timely rains. There's also the old adage that plant in the dust and the grain bins will bust. Most marginal acres are in the Dakotas and Plains. They are the driest region. It will be a challenge to get the acres planted. One carrot could be high crop insurance guarantees set in February. Many think that the added acres will come from prevent plant in the eastern Corn Belt, but the region for prevent plant may end up jumping to the western Corn Belt. Given drawdowns in U.S. corn and soybean carryovers, a successful 2021 U.S. crop season is critical to supply the world market. The market cannot give up too soon and let the incentive to add acres fade. China came to the United States to switch some soybean cargoes from Brazil due to the smaller early harvest there. The soybean supply pipeline in particular will be down to scraping the bottom of the bins before the new crop harvest in the United States. On the cattle, carcass weights fourth quarter set a record high. One would think that higher cost of gain would incentivize marketings, but the future structure pays for the feed. There has been more than usual volatility in beef prices, which appears to have been working in the packers' favor. In the big picture, we are now in the marketing hole created by the plunge in placements last spring due to the pandemic shutdown. Then placements surge, so there's another slug of front-end numbers coming as cattle on feed 120 days and longer are inflating again. We hold optimism for future beef demand as the nation's new COVID vaccination plan is executed with extreme vigor coinciding with spring. The technical picture for futures has turned up and funds have become investors. I think that there were two surprises in the recent cattle on feed report. Placements were larger than expected and they were literally heavier than expected, with more cattle placed at the heavyweight categories that will finish sooner. As expected, placements in Texas and Oklahoma were down because corn is more expensive down there. The basis in Texas was $1.20 over Chicago border trade, while our basis is 19 cents under at the ethanol plant. That has a regional impact on cost of gain. On the hogs, National Hog Farmer says that a record 2.829 million head of hogs were slaughtered the week ending January 9th. We believe that hog numbers should be topping, but also winter storms disrupt plant operations. Carcass weights added 2 pounds at 220 last week. It's been cozy inside of hog barns so far this winter. Bulls have a structural bull market in futures. Charts look supportive, and even February lean hogs have cash market gains built into the basis. The futures market is telling producers not to hurry marketings, which undermines the trend. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.